big news in the world of sport that I love, and yes. I know you like as well. You used to go to the athletics meets back when Bobe and Babichek was doing some fitness work for you when you were playing at the Hawks. I used to see a lot of the Hawks boys down at the Aths, didn't
we?
We
were serial Zatopek attendees.
You were. And I think Crawford even ran a couple of State League 400s and 800s.
I think he did. Nathaniel Chick might have done the same thing at times.
They would do it when they're 80 plus kilos versus the 60 kilo blokes. They did a huge job there.
But there has been a changing of the guard somewhat, Jason.
Big news, and one of the really good guys and a great servant to Australian athletics has finally been rewarded with the head coaching job in Craig Hillier.
And he's been good enough to join us, the new head coach of Athletics Australia. Craig, good afternoon.
G'day, Daniel. Richo.
Great to have you on, mate. Congratulations on the role. How long was the process? How extensive was the process for this position?
Yeah, it went for a while. I guess they're doing quite a few balances and checks and what have you, but it's probably a little longer than everyone wanted, but I think they wanted to make sure they got the right person, and I think they've got the right person, so onwards and upwards.
Hill, congratulations, mate. I was so pleased for you. Talk about a long journey to get there. In many ways, I'm trying to think back about 10, 15 years ago when the AIS was really the pinnacle of Australian Aths. The fact that you were head coach there, you were sort of in this role to a degree a long time ago.
Yeah, I never quite got to head coach of the AIS, but I was one of those senior coaches here looking after a lot of disciplines, obviously. And, our paths crossed quite a few years ago when you were running, obviously, and then with jumping Jai Tarima in the late 90s into 2000. It was exciting times. And I think, look, back in the early days when the Institute first started, it was so new, and I was incredibly lucky. I was teaching at Ivanhoe Grammar in Melbourne at the time. I didn't even see the advert for the job, and one of my former lecturers pointed it out to me from Phillip Institute there, and I remember sort of writing the application out that lunchtime at work, and Reg Hatcher was he was upgrading his degree at the diploma at the time, and he was also an Olympic coach in kayaking. Said, "Mate, start writing, you know, it'd be perfect for you." So I did, and the next thing I know, I'm on a plane coming up to Canberra for an interview, and like everyone, when you come to Canberra, it's like, my God, can I live there? But being a Melbourne boy through and through, born and bred in Hawthorn, it was a bit of a culture shock. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to take opportunities, and it was too good an opportunity to refuse. I thought I'd come for 12 months and see how it went. Well, you know, 32 years later, as you just keep rolling through Olympic cycles. It was great time to be part of sport, which was so new that everyone was flying by the seat of their pants. And it was the only fully funded or scholarship place around the country because the CISAS network hadn't kicked off at that point. So, you know, if you wanted to take that leap of faith and get some support, and, you know, this is where you ended up coming. And we had a really good group and a mixture of athletes here. And, you know, look, things evolve over time, and obviously with the CISAS network kicking off and each of the state institutes wanting to do their best for their own town and state, it put more pressure on what we could do here or deliver, and it's made it more competitive, which is nice. But again, it's I still think it's underutilised.
What's your biggest challenge in athletics at the moment?
Oh, I think gaining a bit of trust and confidence back in the system. You know, obviously some of that was lost, and we've had various independent reviews now, Buchanan reviews into the sport of athletics. You know, some of it I agree with, some I don't agree with. But at the end of the day, I think that, you know, everyone's got to get on the same page, and the athletes certainly, you know, it's about performance. The athletes don't need to be bothering about all the other stuff. They've got to get out there, perform, and meet their targets. It's as simple as that. And the coaches need to get on the same page, and we need to cooperate and work together. And I think if I can get that started again and get everyone sort of heading in the same direction and common goal, good listener, then I think we can achieve something. You know, we pretty much know the athletes who are going to be at the pointy end of our sport by Rio, so there's going to be no real shocks there. But we've got some good young kids coming through who will be sort of through the next Olympic cycle, and I think that's quite an exciting phase of our sport at the moment. So for me, it's just get the people together, get as much cooperation going on, trust and confidence back in the high-performance system, which I think is coming. And even regardless of what happened over in Commonwealth Games, I don't want to dwell on that. There was a very good, team harmony and culture going on over there. The young kids, first timers on the trip, were embraced by the more experienced athletes there. And, you know, people went about their business, and it was, you know, get on with competition. So it was a good atmosphere there, and, you know, the athletes performed well.
You've worked with some really successful athletes in their time as a coach, with Nathan Deakes and Jane Fleming and Yana Pittman and Jai Tarima, amongst some of the big names in athletics in Australia. How do you go from that? What are the differences in being a coach of individual athletes to being the head coach of the whole team of Athletics Australia? I mean, what's the difference in your job description? How do you keep a track of that?
Well, the aims and goals are similar in the sense that you want to achieve the same results. I guess my role now, whilst there'll be some minimal coaching going on with the group I've still got here at the moment, it's more of an overseeing role and working in with the personal coaches and those athletes and ensuring that the programs and plans that they put in place are appropriate for what they're trying to do. And it's not a matter of interfering, it's a matter of supporting and ensuring that we can expedite the process of those athletes getting where they need to get to, whether it be through competition or changing training round or getting training partners together, because I think that's still one of the biggest impediments in our sport at the moment. You know, we've got great coaches spread around the country and a lot of good athletes spread around the country, but they don't get together enough. And I think that if we can try and formalise that, and even just for short periods of time, I'm not suggesting everyone has to relocate. That's not going to happen. And in some cases, some athletes may have to do that. I think, you know, they've got to really look at their daily training environment. If you're sitting in a car for 3 or 4 hours a day in terms of the number of times it takes you to either get to the track, get to a physio appointment, or get to the weight training room, you're doing that 3 times a day, every day for the week. It's hardly the best environment. So I think, you know, we just got to fine-tune and make sure that that daily training environment around our best athletes is as good as it can get.
You've seen some extremely talented athletes come through the system. Are we still seeing the same quality, you know, really first-choice athletes coming through and picking track and field, picking athletics? Half and I talk about this a lot in Melbourne, about the fact that there's so much competition now with the footy codes, not just here in Melbourne, yeah, but all around Australia, whereby young elite athletes are choosing footy because they'll make an income out of it, as opposed to track and field, where they'll probably be on the dole, but hopefully they might be able to go to Olympics.
I think you're right, Rich. I mean, look, I don't think we lose a huge number to other sports. We definitely lose some athletes, some multi, you know, event athletes, probably some distance athletes, maybe the odd jumper and thrower. But it is a tougher ball game out in there. You know, Australia, we excel in so many different sports, and we've got so many different extreme sports at the moment as well. And our athletes are good across the board, but we really do spread ourselves thinly in track and field. And it's not just an Australian problem. It's happening all around the world. The track and field numbers are dwindling for a lot of countries. And a lot of countries are going through tough times with numbers in their sport, and we're no different. But I think, you know, with the current crop of younger kids coming through, as I said, I was quite bored and excited by sort of what I saw at Junior Nationals and the team they selected for Cali. And you know, I think there's some good talent there that, if nurtured correctly, can start to fill the void in some of the events that we've been thin in over the years. You know, we've still got some areas, some events that we're quite poor in. And it's just, you can't just pluck athletes out of the air.
Yeah.
They're either in the system or you've identified them early and you know that, okay, well, if we can keep this athlete interested in athletics and not torn away to another sport because of the lure of instant dollars, then, you know, we can make something with those athletes. And athletics is a great sport to be in. You know, you get to travel the world if you're good.
Yep.
You meet a lot of fantastic people in the game. It's just, when you're that young, you're very impressionable and can often make wrong decisions or poor decisions.
It's a very important job for Australian sport, your position, Craig. We wish you the best of luck.
Good luck,
mate. With your new role, head coach of Australian Athletics or Athletics Australia.
Good talking with you guys. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Richo.
Good stuff to you. Craig Hilliard, new head coach of Athletics Australia on Halftime.